warm greetings, happy viewers. We're here with a special guest chef and author for this episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Marilyn Peterson heralds from 4 decades of experience as a vegan chef and instructor. She's worked with doctors in preventative medicine and has helped families around the world transition to the healthy and compassionate vegan diet. And today, step into the kitchen with us to learn how to make vegan antipasto, pimento vegan cream cheese, and zucchetti marinara right out of the pages of her newest book, Vegan Bite by Bite.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Peterson, author of the new book, Vegan Bite by Bite, and I'm thrilled to be here today to do many dishes that are from my book. And I'd like to introduce my assistant, Alexis Antonelli.
Hello.
Great to be here with all of you. So today we're going to start with an antipasto. And let's get our dish. What I've done is I've pre-portioned our ingredients so that you don't have to watch me open cans and bag our vegetables. Okay, so let's get started with some carrots. This is a fun dish to prepare for any Italian meal for company. It's really lovely. And here are some radishes. Garbanzo beans. Cherry tomatoes, some celery sticks, all finger foods that are so delicious and tasty, some olives. I like a mixed blend because they're colorful and tasty. And some wonderful red peppers. And we've got some cold cuts that are vegan. And we've got bologna, turkey, pepperoni. And we've got a couple of varieties of cheese. And I'll show you their labels in a couple of minutes. I've taken these out of the package for easy assembly. Here's our pepperoni. And let's garnish these with some lovely radish flowers that are cut and put in water and refrigerated overnight to make your platter a really beautiful example.
So Marilyn, what are we making now?
Well, let's make some pimento cream cheese. I love this recipe because it's so delicious. Okay, let's start with red pepper. The darker the red pepper, the darker your cream cheese will come out. And all we're doing is cutting this down. It's already been pre-washed. Cutting a little small for the blender. And this will give us some basic liquid because it's a juicy vegetable. And let's put some lemon juice. Some raw cashews. Let's do some minced garlic. A tablespoon. And I've got some red salt from Hawaii, which is high in mineral, and you can use any sea salt. Most of the time I use Celtic salt that's also high in minerals. So let's see if this is going to give us enough liquid or if we need to add some water. All Now let's put this in a container. Excuse me, over here. Okay, great.
Wow, that looks really good.
All right, let's give it a taste.
Okay.
There's a couple spoons there.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. That's really delicious.
Mmm. Great. Pimento cream cheese. We are going to make zucchetti marinara, and we're working on the sauce right now. So I've picked out some really lovely Roma tomatoes. I'm going to show you how to core a tomato.
Okay.
All right, you put your small paring knife in where the core is and just twist your tomato and out comes your core. Okay, and then we're going to cut this like so, and cut it for the Cuisinart. Why don't you try some?
Okay.
All right. So Vegan Bite by Bite is about 350 pages, and it's packed with great text and illustrations, cartoons. I have interviews from prominent medical doctors, and the book is about how to transition to a plant-based diet. So I'm coaching you from in the store, how to shop, and what to buy, and how to prepare your meals. There's a 6-week guide for our menu plan, and we have over 100 recipes. So it's been a lot of fun in creating the book, and look for it. And buy it.
I'm going to read it. Now, am I doing this right, Marilyn?
You are.
I just cored it, and then I cut it in quarters, and then,
terrific.
It's not too hard.
Okay.
Okay, I'm almost done.
And I'll take these and put them in the bowl.
Okay. So these don't have to be perfect because they're going in the food processor,
They are.
Okay.
We're
going to
pulse these and have what we need. Okay, good.
Almost done. This little knife is really handy for this.
You know, investing in a good set of knives is a great investment.
These are really sharp, which is great. Sometimes cutting a tomato with a dull knife is pretty bad.
Yeah, you have more like tomato juice than you have tomato.
Yeah.
And what I've also done is I've sliced some button mushrooms and I've marinated them in nama shoyu and olive oil overnight. Nama shoyu is like a soy sauce and it's raw. Okay, so let's pour our tomatoes in here and we're going to pulse these for just a couple of minutes. Okay. So what we have is like a sauce, but chunky. Okay. And with the same blade, we're going to take a jar of organic sun-dried tomatoes and put those in. Now, it's packed with a nice quality of olive oil, so I go ahead and use it. They've been in the jar so long, they want to stay there. Okay.
So you're using sun-dried tomatoes and fresh tomatoes.
I am.
That's pretty interesting.
Okay. And we've got our garlic. And let's go ahead and blend these. So here we are. And let's add this to our sauce. Okay. Would you mind?
Sure.
We've got some chopped sun-dried tomatoes. I buy my olives at Farmer's Market, which is a wonderful place to shop. Get all your fresh, luscious greens and veggies there. Okay. Now let's add our mushrooms.
And how long do those need to marinate?
Overnight.
Overnight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and we've got some capers over here that we're going to put in. And some cracked red pepper. Give it a little bit of a hit. And some of our red Hawaiian salt.
And the capers are a little salty too, right?
They are.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're more of a kind of a vinegary taste. They're wonderful. Just a unique ingredient like that really does this to the dish.
Mm-hmm. Adds
okay.
That extra touch.
And now we're going to add some basil. You know, tomatoes beg for basil.
Mm-hmm. And is basil something you can grow in the kitchen or?
Well, you can grow them in your pots and put them in the kitchen. It's kind of fun. Just pull a leaf off, you know, your little garden there.
And they're always fresh.
Exactly. Here's our basil. Let's add that. Okay, mix this up.
Now, can you make something like this ahead of time and keep it?
I like doing it a day before because the flavors marinate, and the only thing that I would do is sometimes you may have to drain some of the liquid before you serve it.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Because
okay.
The salt releases some of the liquids from the tomatoes.
Uh-huh. And actually, the flavors marry.
Okay.
So, at this stage, the flavors are only engaged.
Okay.
Okay. How about a taste?
Sure. Okay.
There you go.
That's delicious. I love the olives in there. It's really good.
Oh, great. Uh-huh.
Seems really versatile. You could even use it as a dip or a spread or...
Well,
yeah.
If I were going to use it as a dip, I think I would want to blend it, you know, a little more to have a creamier texture. But yeah, why not? You know, the beauty of raw foods is you just have to let your inner artist come out and play. And it's so much fun and so healthy. We're going to make the pasta for our zucchetti marinara sauce. And what we want is, see how nice and thick this zucchini is? We want something like this. And we're using a machine that's called a spiralizer. I bought this at Woody Harrelson's restaurant when I was chef there. Okay, so now we start with putting a little muscle behind this handle here. And the machine does all the work. So, one of the tips that I like to give, and I give plenty of great tips in my book, Vegan Bite by Bite, is if you're not used to raw, and you feel like you would like to put the noodles in hot water for 60 seconds, go ahead, it'll give you a hot dish. Drain it and use that underneath your sauce. And so you can have a dish like that in the wintertime. Or heat your plates in 350 temperature. Just make sure that your plates are oven proof.
And how much does one zucchini make? Wow, that's a lot. Like one or two people?
The recipe here I call for two zucchinis, and that's going to serve going to serve about four people. A good hearty portion.
Looks like pasta.
Looks like pasta. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Alexis, let's assemble our pasta dish.
Okay.
Okay. So let's take our noodles.
And these are the zucchini noodles, right?
Our zucchini noodles. Uh-huh. And use a kitchen scissors, to
cut them off. So it's not too messy when you're eating it?
Yeah.
Okay. Those look really nice. Nice color. And that's the yummy tomato sauce that you made, right? With the olives and the mushrooms.
Okay. A generous portion for our guests. And we'll garnish this.
Wow.
Voila.
Ooh, I can't wait to try it. Should we try it?
Sure.
There's a fork.
Okay.
It's just like spaghetti, but it's zucchini.
Whoa. I'm going to twist mine.
Mmm. That is really good. It really has that texture of pasta. And it's all raw. Wow.
Mmm.
Thank you, Marilyn. This is really
raw
good.
Raw and tender and flavorful.
Thank you.
Terrific. I want to thank everybody for being with us today. It was a lot of fun preparing, and I just wish you all good health. And pick up a copy of Vegan Bite by Bite. My website is www.veganbitebybite.com.
more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.